How do you say hello in your language?
Bonjour.
你好。
Assalamu alaikum.
Bye.
Hola. Привет.
Welcome to Tunisia. Nathan and Emily in Tunisia.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
What are your names?
My name is Celia.
And my name is Timi.
Where are you from?
We're from Romania.
What is the category of your project?
Social sciences.
And what is your project?
Our project is about gender inequality as infrastructural logic.
And what is it about? Can you explain a bit more?
So, our project is based on three fields, starting from politics, that women tend to be underrepresented in the parliament. What that means is that globally, only 27% of parliament seats are occupied by women. Therefore, in most fields, it is acceptable for the male default, we call it.
Yeah.
So, basically, in medicine, for instance, women often get mistreated and undiagnosed, and when they do, it's often too late. That's why they suffer from heart diseases way more than men do, because, for instance, when a woman gets to a hospital, her symptoms are labeled as anxiety, stress, or is your period about to come? When an actual issue is going on. Moreover, in economy that we were telling you about, it's visible this gender pay gap. That means that women get only 88% of men's wages. In our days, it's wild.
Yeah, totally agree. We are in 2026
and this still happens. And we explore it on each continent. And for instance, in Europe, it happens only about 13%.
Yeah.
But in Africa, it's 32%. So it's a huge difference. And after that happens, women get paid less. They pay more for their products and their services. Are you familiar with the term of pink tax?
Yes, unfortunately, yes.
It's awful. Women pay up to 10% more for the same products and they have little to no improvements. We all know about how bad women's razors are. Guess what? They're pink, so we pay more. We want to change that. We also have a website in which you can explore the discrepancies in prices between all sorts of products. You can search whatever you want and services like haircuts or whatever. And you can even report if you find out about a certain product online or in a store.
What was your motive to do this project?
I feel like us, we are girls. So we are affected by this in everyday life. But we have moms, we have grandmas, and I see the struggle, I feel the struggle, and I want to change that. Moreover, when we first started doing this project, we were put up to present it in front of our head teacher and director and whatever. And we were told that boys should be the ones that are outstanding, that should talk louder. And girls, like, you should stay in your place, be more ladylike. And we do not support that. We want to make a change, therefore we want to explore more about that.
We have to be loud.
Exactly.
In what way do you think your project can make the world better?
First, we have to acknowledge these things happening because they have become so neutralized that we see it as a normality. All these factors are hidden under the neutral term, whatever, but it's not. It's still happening. And our project seeks justice. It seeks improvement and it seeks people actually getting involved.
And my final question is, what do you like about social science? Let's say it like that. What do you like about that?
We are interested to make the world a better place.
Yeah.
And we thought that social sciences is one thing that can make you think on the deeper term. Like, it makes you question your thoughts, your knowledge, and I don't know, it just makes you think about how to make a world better.
Yeah. And I want to add something to that. We are frustrated. We are angry. We are so upset about it. Researching this was a horrific journey. The more we found out about it, the worse it got. I personally want to work in the field of supporting women and fighting for women's rights all over the world. But I can't say I love it from this perspective.
For example, in the future I want to be a pilot, and all my friends, basically the boys, the ones who are boys, asked me, but you are a girl, you are a woman, you cannot be a pilot. The pilots are, boys are made for pilots. And I told them, no, that's not true. Yeah. Boys and girls are the same. They can make and do the same thing. They just need to accept this.
And women can do it even better, if I may add. So thank you so much for your answers.
Thank you as well.
Thank you.
Such a pleasure.
Such a pleasure.